Let's pray. Our God and our Father, we come to you in this moment, recognizing that we need you like we've never needed you before. We thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for what you've given us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for this opportunity, this moment, where we can pause even in the midst of the busyness of the Christmas season and spend time with you, that we might hear from you and that we might be challenged and charged and transformed into the very image of Jesus Christ. So God, to that end, I'm available to you now. Stand in my body and think with my mind and speak with my tongue. Anoint me afresh and use me for your glory as we communicate your word to your people in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, meet me in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. I'm still in this whole idea of Christmas presents. But check out what Matthew 1, verse 23 says. The Bible says, "Look, the virgin shall conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Now, the story is, this is Matthew's commentary, as the angel has appeared to Joseph and told him, don't be afraid of what's happening with Mary. I know people are talking, you're wondering what's going on, you feel betrayed, but go ahead and take her, because what's happening in her, go ahead and take her as a wife. It's a part of God's plan. The Holy Spirit is at work. And Matthew points back and says, this is kind of like the prophecy that was fulfilled in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, about a virgin conceiving a child. But the thing I want you to see is that the name Emmanuel, he says, means God with us. Now, as little kids, as Christmas Day got nearer, my sisters and I, we would constantly go back and forth to check underneath the tree to see what new gifts had been added to our to the pile. We were looking to see how big the boxes were and kind of talking through, well, I'm going to open that one first, and after Mama makes me open the socks and the underwear, I'm going to that one, and then I'm going to that one. We spent a considerable amount of time talking in anticipation about our Christmas presents. And now, as an adult, though it seems a little naive and a little self-involved, as I reminisce about the talking about my Christmas presents before I had them, I've discovered that God has no problem with us talking about our Christmas presents in the person of Jesus. So I want to deal with, from that same passage of Scripture, Matthew 1:23, I want to talk about talking about our Christmas presents. Now, Israel had been taught in the Old Testament scriptures, in the Levitical law, in all that they had unraveled, they'd been taught to respect the fact that God was other, that he was holy, that there was a certain way that he was to be approached, that they were to keep their distance until they were drawn or called by God at special days, special times, through sacrifices, through ceremonial washing, through this whole lineage and process of what needed to happen in order to approach God. So from time to time, because that was in their thinking and because that's what they had been taught, God had to remind them not of his distance or his transcendence, but of his nearness, especially in times of trouble. Throughout the Old Testament, you can kind of check it out for yourself. God would have to tell his people, I am with you, whenever they were confronted with a battle or some great trial, or there was a time when they felt fearful or weak or outnumbered or unable to handle what was coming their way. And God would tell them, I am with you, as a way to assure them that he would be with them in that place where the trouble was. If the enemy was marching upon them, he would tell them, go on and take the enemy. I will be with you. I will go with you to the battle. Some of you may remember in that series that I preached about 5 or 6 years ago about the names of God. We learned that if we have a need, all we have to do is find one of the names of God that fits that crisis that we're in, because to that name, there are promises attached that will meet the need that we're facing. And so in Ezekiel 48, verse 35, it is revealed to us one of the names of God is Jehovah Shammah, that he is the Lord who is there. That one of the ways that God had to keep reassuring his people whenever and ever, instead of having to say when trouble comes, he just gave a name, revealed a name, that he is Jehovah Shammah. Now, in Ezekiel 48, verse 35, when God reveals this name of his, it's to Ezekiel in the vision that he has of the restored temple. Because remember, the people that Ezekiel was writing to, they had been exiled. Their temple had been torn down, and it felt like God had been ripped from their lives because the temple was the place where God resided. That's where God was. And they didn't feel God as they were ripped away from their homeland, ripped away from that place that was the house of God. And it felt like where they were, God was not there. And Ezekiel had to give them this prophecy of this vision of the temple being restored, and that the name that God has, one of the names that he identifies himself with, is that he is the God who is there, not just there in Jerusalem, but there dwelling in the midst of his people. So now when Matthew, in Matthew 1:23, when this angel comes and tells Joseph to go ahead and take Mary as his wife and go through the processes because the son that she is bearing is going to be born of the Most High, and that when Matthew talks about the weightiness of what it meant that God had by his own creative purposes impregnated this young girl to give birth to the Christ child, it was he saw that as a fulfillment of the Old Testament typology of this deepening, a radical deepening of the Jehovah Shema promises attached to that name. Rather than just God being there dwelling amongst his people, this was deeper because he would be Emmanuel, the God who is with us. So somebody missed it. Because remember, every time before, it was God saying, I am with you. I am with you. I am Jehovah Shema. I am the God who is with you. But now Matthew says, when this angel reveals to Joseph that the Messiah is going to be born through his wife, and his he will be known by the name Emmanuel. Watch this. It's not so much God calling him or God saying, I will be there. It's the fact that the verse says they will call him Emmanuel. Do you see that? The emphasis changes from I am with you to he is with us. The talker changed. Rather than God having to constantly say, I am with you, now the people will be able to say, he is with us. It's a sea change from having to find myself in trouble and wait for a word from the Lord or a revelation to whether or not he is with me in this trouble. Now I can recognize that because Jesus takes on human flesh, because of his incarnation, because of this Christmas presence of God, now it's on me to be able to say, I know he is with me. The name Emmanuel, watch this, it's our recognition and our declaration that he is truly, in fact, with us. Emmanuel is not just this theological truth of Jesus's incarnation. Rather, it's a testimonial declaration. I said that too fast. Somebody missed it. Rather than just a theological truth that I know, Emmanuel is a testimony of what I understand in my current circumstances. See, watch this. The name Emmanuel, that Jesus's incarnation, is not just this thing that we believe. It's what we can say. Because watch this. Instead of seeing a problem and God having to say, I'm going to be with you, now it's us seeing the problem and us telling the problem, I ain't worried about it because he is with me. That he is Emmanuel. God is already on my side. I don't have to wait for God to assure me. I know that I know down in my knower, and I can tell my problem. You might be a problem to me, but I know who is with me. And because he is with me, I'm not scared of you. Somebody needs to hear what I'm saying. That it is Emmanuel is a declaration. It's a theological testimony that I know he is with me, that now I can say they will call him Emmanuel, Matthew says. It's at this Christmas time, it's okay to talk about our Christmas presence. He is with us. So that means you can start talking about Christmas presence starting this Christmas into wherever you go next, that you can tell your problems what you know about your God, because He is with you. You don't have to wait on God. You can talk to the problem and tell the problem, God is already on my side. Somebody needs to hear what I'm saying. You can talk about His presence with you in your singleness. You can talk to about His presence in your life to your health. You can talk about His presence to your finances. You can talk about His presence in your marriage. You can talk about the fact that He is with you. He's there in your life. He's not out there. He's not out there somewhere that I have to wait on Him. He is with me. So you can tell the hey problem, hey trouble, hey diagnosis, hey debt, hey land folks off on the job, hey loneliness, hey bills, hey barrenness, hey marital discord, hey failure, hey depression. He is with me. He is Emmanuel. I need my problem to know my God is already on my side. And I expect victory. I anticipate victory. I anticipate walking in the fullness of who God has made me to be, because He is Emmanuel. He's already with me, so I don't have to be afraid of the problem. I need to tell the problem to be afraid of my Emmanuel. That it's okay to talk about the Christmas presents of the incarnated Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Can I pray? Father, we thank You that the greatest Christmas present You ever gave us was Jesus taking on human flesh and being Emmanuel. You had already stated that You would be with us, but thank You that in Jesus, we can declare back to You, we know He is with us. We know that You are here. We know that this problem isn't going to take us out, that these struggles are going to have to end eventually, that the challenges that we face are simply obstacles that You have set up to become our stepping stones into the next season and the next area and arena of blessing in our lives. And so, God, this Christmas, we start telling our problems about our Emmanuel, that we can declare in victory and in faith, we know Jesus is with us. So no matter what comes, no matter what the doctors might say, no matter what it looks like, no matter how it feels, we talk about our Christmas presents, Jesus, who is with us. And so we expect by faith to walk in overcoming blessings. We expect to walk in victory. We expect for whatever we see now as a challenge, we anticipate that You're going to bring it to pass because He is with us. We thank You. We bless You. We love You. We decree and declare by our faith in Jesus that You have brought us through 2021, and we anticipate and expect great things in 2022 because of our Christmas presence. Jesus, Emmanuel, God, You are with us. It's in His name we declare it, we decree it, and we believe it to be true. Amen.